Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 80. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. 80.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Episode 80. That's 20 away from 100.
That's
a century.
Fast math.
There wasn't any math. I just said that was. Anyways. Bleed.
Anyways, Oakland just punted the ball 58 yards.
Hey, you had your time to shine with your football podcast.
The most yardage tonight that they've gained. Actually, they had one past 58 yards earlier. Anywho, and what's welcome to Bleed Geek, where we will discuss whatever we want from the last week. Mostly tech-related news and what's-its and what-have-yous.
What's-its and what-has-yous.
Yeah, is that not appropriate language?
Nope, that's perfectly fine.
Seems English-ish. English-ish? Is that funny?
That's nice. Funny. Get it?
Anywho, since we're only audio and no one's seeing pictures,
what do you mean? We're streaming.
Well, we're streaming live digital media.
Yeah, maybe you people should be watching live instead of all these
Thursdays at 8-ish p.m.
Yeah, it's those slack asses that do the football podcast that are killing us now.
Yeah. That's only 8:15.
Can't win
anyway,
them all.
So, it's been a week of tech news.
It has.
Have you been paying attention?
Yes.
Did you get hacked this week?
5 times.
On your Tumblr?
I was angry.
On your Tumblr?
No, I didn't get hacked. I was smart enough to see that there was. Well, I don't. I don't reblog other people's posts like that.
Is that what caused it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Was it something really funny?
No, it was super lame. It was basically talking about like how not to get hacked.
Is it like
and to
the
share
Facebook
this.
Thing? Put this up and your stuff will be copywritten.
Exactly.
FYI, that's not true.
Hmm?
So Tumblr got hacked this week. Thousands of accounts. Thousands.
Thousands. Yeah. So, I don't know. They said they were going to have it cleared up. I mean, by the time it was released.
It was like a day
later. Yeah. So, I don't know. Don't be an idiot. Change your password.
Better safe than sorry, even if you didn't get hacked yet.
Yet.
You will. Eventually.
Have you had your accounts hacked?
No. Oh, my MSN once.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Had my MSN hacked once.
Said change my password. It's like you get these emails like, who's sending all these emails in my name? I mean, mm-hmm. It's funny that people are like, did you really send me this? I'm like, look at the like the content now is always very clearly spam.
It's tough for me with some of the Raptor Source people, and I just recently got an email earlier this week actually in my Gmail account from the guy, and we don't talk often, but it was something that I could have seen him sending, but at the same time, not really. So I just forwarded it back. I was like, did you really send this? And he replied back like 5 minutes later. He's like, mother F, I've been hacked. Change my passwords.
Yeah, well, I feel like, though, a lot of stuff is like very clear. Like, that's pretty good, though. Like, if people, like, if it seems semi-reasonable, but I think a lot of things people are not. Like, it's just like, hey, want to lose weight? I'm like, why would I be asking you that?
Right.
You're really.
Oh.
It's very loud. So anyway. Tumblr hackage.
Getcha.
You know what helps you not get hacked?
Don't be an idiot.
McAfee.
Good one.
Unless you kill the guy and then you were on the run and now you got caught and you're in jail.
And now you get caught by. Was it Yahoo Maps?
I don't know.
Some picture he was tagged in or something, and he got pinpointed.
In, like, Guatemala or
something.
Yeah,
it's like, you idiot.
And now he's in jail. So he got put in jail. Now he's actually in the hospital, I think. But
is he going to plead insane, you think?
He tried that, and then he started having convulsions or something, so now he's in a hospital. But he was blogging from jail. They gave him a computer. Apparently that was what he wanted, and they gave it to him. Is his name John McAfee, or? It's something McAfee.
Yeah, it's something McAfee.
He's crazy, though. I thought it was funny that he was blogging from jail.
That's what they do.
They just gave him a computer and he just went to town. He's crazy. I mean, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't, but you probably shouldn't run.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Probably doesn't make you look look great in the eyes of the law.
Eyes of Johnny Law.
Or the jury.
But you can't win them all.
That's true. So, Dish bought Blockbuster. We talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bloomberg is saying that they might start selling Blockbuster phones or Blockbuster branded phones or Dish branded phones in Blockbuster physical stores. Are you going to go buy a Dish phone?
No.
You think they're going to sell a lot of Dish phones in their Blockbuster stores?
Tons.
Do you think people still go to Blockbuster stores?
Yes.
Do you?
No.
Have you ever been to a Blockbuster?
Yes. Ages ago. Would have been...
like six ages?
Back in 2003?
Where was there a Blockbuster around?
Forsyth.
And you went there to get a movie?
Mm-hmm. Because my girlfriend at the time was from Forsyth.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. I was like, that's quite the little jaunt.
I wanted to get to Blockbuster, okay?
They had my movie in stock. You didn't watch movies, let's be honest. So yeah, that's weird. AT&T decided that people are too dumb to be able to read, and so they're going to start giving out video bills.
I thought that was funny.
I don't really know. Because people are too confused by their cell phone bills that they're now going to give them out in a variety such that is in a video to explain it to you, I guess. I don't know. I don't know when it starts. Maybe I'll get one, and I'll share it. You guys will know all my deets.
Or maybe you won't share it.
Huh?
I said, or maybe you won't, and then we'll be forever left in the dark.
You don't think... people have AT&T, Randy.
Nobody uses it.
Nobody likes using it, but people use it.
They're just looking for a reason to jump, Mike.
Who is?
AT&T users.
Yeah, that's true. You know what one reason might be?
Because they're last on the list for preferred carriers.
No, because they're going to get an iPhone on T-Mobile.
Oh. Hmm. That's right. I feel like that was so long ago that we talked about this.
We had it rumored last week.
Yeah.
And now it's official. Well, here's what's funny. Is the official announcement was that they were going to have Apple products. But they didn't specify what. At the beginning, anyway. I feel like later the CEO really did say they were getting iPhones. But, like, that could be taken as they're going to get iPads.
Did they give a ETA?
No, 2013. But also today, the CEO said they were not going to have subsidized phone plans anymore. So when you get your iPhone, you're going to probably be paying $650 for it.
They aren't doing subsidized, but I believe they're going to be, like, if you want, it'll be quote-unquote subsidized. Where, like, my phone, I have a cheaper phone plan, because it's, like, their value pack or whatever. Uh-huh. And then I'm just making payments on my phone in addition to my phone bill.
Oh, really?
So instead of having a more expensive phone bill, like, once my phone is paid off, I'll just have a cheaper phone bill altogether.
That's weird.
So, I think it's, I mean, to me, it seems like a smart move, and I was actually thinking about calling T-Mobile and seeing, like, if I was to pay off my phone.
If you could get a new one?
If I could just get a new one and do the same thing. Instead of doing the 2-year
right.
type contract. Like, to me, that seems like that would be a genius idea for them.
Yeah. I mean, because they're saying that their plans are going to be a lot cheaper, but you're just going to have to pay full price for the phone.
Right.
Or if you bought a used phone.
Which, that's how subsidized phones work.
Right.
You either pay more for your plan and you get a cheap phone, or...
Well, no, you don't usually have the option, though. Like, that's just like... The plans are more. The T-Mobile you do, but like the other carriers, like, you don't have the option.
Getcha. I getcha.
But yeah, so I didn't know you paid. That's weird that they chopped up the little payments. Is it like $10 every month more or something?
Yep. 15, I think.
Makes sense.
So, it's cool, though. It's a, nice feature.
So yeah, so if you are on T-Mobile and they're still offering you a cheap phone and you want to get it, you might as well try to get it now if you don't think you're going to want to pay full price later, or perhaps they'll let you, like what Randy's doing, chop up your payments and add it onto your bill. But they will be at least nonetheless changing the way it works. So we'll see what happens. But all that'll take place in 2013. And it'll be interesting to see how the iPhone works, because T-Mobile does not have LTE anywhere. They only have HSPA Plus in America right now. So, and all the iPhone 5 is LTE, but, I mean, it's dual band, so it works with HSPA Plus as well.
Yeah, I guess I've never looked, like, I don't know what the speed difference is from LTE to the HSPA Plus. But, I mean, like, I did the speed test last week, you know, and it was, what, 16 meg down and
right.
just under 2 up, so.
I mean, it's not that great of a difference, but, and I think today they announced they were getting, like, 76 billion more from Deutsche Telekom to help work on their LTE footprint in the United States, so.
That's good.
That's
good to hear, though, because all the rumors were
that they're just letting it die.
Yep, that Deutsche Telekom was just gonna, yeah, let T-Mobile run its course, and
whatever happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's reassuring. In the end, I really am happy with my service with T-Mobile. So I'd hate to see them go away.
Yeah. So now all four of the major carriers will have iPhones, supposedly. It's funny, because when you flip out of your dock, it shows you go away. But then when I saw you go back into it, it showed one other viewer right away. But it's funny that, because technically it's...
Because the app is hibernating.
Right.
It's like you, when I was talking to you about Facebook, when you would...
Right.
It would switch to your phone, but then when you would turn your phone back on, it was like, oh, I'm back online.
Anyways,
so would you switch to T-Mobile?
Not if I'm gonna have to pay full price for the phone.
But what if they have the what if they do the same thing that my like I have?
We'll have to see when they get them, because my contract's up now. One of us, cause we technically have two separate contracts, I think, so we have two phones, or like one's up now and the other one's up in either January or February, and so. That's probably when we'll get phones anyway. We'll see what's happening at the time.
Fair enough.
I do not like AT&T, but like I do drop calls, but I don't talk on the phone as much, so that's not really a big deal to me. And everything else has been fine. Like I don't feel like I've ever been throttled, and I've been with them, and on like the rates are the exact same as they would be with Verizon. Plus, I still have unlimited data, so.
But would that go away if you had to re-sign a contract?
No, because I'll be grandfathered in still, just like I have been for how long. So.
Do you use that much data?
No. But, because I've looked, because I've thought about switching, but it's nice to not ever have to worry about.
Because with 18, well, see, that's what's nice about T-Mobile also is.
You don't have to worry about it.
If I hit my 2 gig...
cap, not really
ceiling.
Cap,
that's what I was looking for. My ceiling. It's okay. I can still break through it, and I don't get penalized.
Maybe I'll just switch to Sprint though, and
no
run free.
No, they don't have a good phone selection.
They have the iPhone. That's all that matters to me.
Right. You said you could switch to.
Oh, I'm an I.
Sprint was a viable option for me.
Yeah.
Yep. They have really good prices also, and then unlimited, but they don't have any... They have the iPhone. That's pretty much it.
They had
the Samsung Galaxy S2.
At the time?
Yep.
I thought they had some...
They probably have Windows phones, because Windows phones don't know where else to go.
No, they go to AT&T a lot.
Good one, Randy.
For whatever
Sorry,
reason.
Dad.
And T-Mobile.
It's true.
Anyway, so Tim Cook's been in the news a lot. He did an interview with Bloomberg that'll be on the next issue, a pretty lengthy interview from what I've seen. And then he did an interview with...
Who's Tim Cook?
Oh, good one.
Good one, Randy.
The CEO of Apple, Timothy Cook. Timothy John Cook. I don't know his middle name. I made it up.
That flowed pretty good, though.
I know. That's what I do. And then he's also, which is actually airing tonight, he did an interview with Brian Williams, I believe his name is, of Rock Central, the NBC News guy, which is airing tonight. But there's been a lot of stuff that's come out of both of which already, because a lot of people have somehow seen both and read the article. The article might be online, but I'll wait for it to come in the mail. But the biggest thing that came out of it was him saying, because there's been a lot of people have found a lot of the new iMacs saying "Assembled in America" on the back, and like the FTC, is it the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, actually, like, has very strict guidelines for what you can and can't. Like, if you write that on there, like, there's a good portion of things actually have to happen. Like, it's not like you got two parts of
is it like a certain together with one a certain right, percentage yeah. of parts are made.
Like, the parts could be made somewhere else, but, like, right, it's not like two parts come together, I just put it together and put one screw through it, and then I assembled it in America.
Right.
It has to be, like, there's more involved, and they watch that. And so, like, that's been kind of circulating. People have been wanting, like, oh, does Apple have, like, a secret factory here somewhere that no one's really caught up on? And Tim Cook did say that they are going to move one line in the next few years. Like, they're taking $100 million and investing it in getting some assembly done in America, and like one exclusive line of Macs or something is going to be built here only. And then I don't know if they're investing in Foxconn, because then today also Foxconn, there was news that Foxconn was going to make a plant here, and so I'd assume that's how Apple is doing it, is by helping them invest.
Do you think people care?
Yeah. That was a huge deal with the Nexus Q. They also said that's why it costs so much, and then nothing happened with it anyway, so it didn't really matter, but
no, do you think people care that it's made in America?
Oh, yeah. I've seen...
Why? I would much rather assume that my computer is just built in some Asian country.
Well, you're unpatriotic, then, I guess.
I guess. I'm supporting the...
Commies?
The commies.
And we got a red coat over here. That's British, Mike. Yeah, but communists are red, and it just worked.
I get it. I'm following you.
I
got it. Yeah. No, I just don't care. I'm a consumer. I want price.
Right. And that's like people, like they've said, like,
they're going to come out and they're going to be anodized red, white, and blue. Fuck yeah. America.
Yeah. It's going to have a big flag and then a little apple in the middle of the flag.
And people are going to go around. Will the Apple stores say America?
Yeah.
What? America.
Would that make you go into one and buy an apple?
Maybe.
See? That's what they get you.
That would make me go in one. I'd go in there for that.
No, but there's been lots of surveys like, would you pay $15 more or a premium price on your products to know it was made in America? And a surprising amount of people say yes.
Yeah, but that's
in a survey to look good.
But whether
or not it would really come down to it in a store.
If you went to Best Buy.
No, I would take the cheaper one, I'll tell you right now.
Can I finish my...
I already gave you the answer.
Can I finish it?
Go for it.
I don't even want. Now you just totally ruined that bubble. Don't even care anymore.
I'm waiting for your question.
Cool story, bro.
Continue on.
Yeah, my question is, F you. Randy, that's a statement. Get fucked. I'm out.
Sir, 100 million. I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm going to go back and listen to one of our older podcasts. Because I'm pretty sure you were ragging on Apple for not taking their money. And when they were,
No, I ragged on Apple for not taking their money and doing something cool with it.
Yeah, I don't know. You said they could make the plant in America when they had all these kids working in China. Child labor.
I probably said that, but I'm pretty sure I would be more impressed if they were actually doing something cool.
Like, you just want them to do cool. You don't even want them to give it away. You just want them to, like, build the Death Star.
I will support that.
All right. Just seeing where you're at on that one.
Of course. As long as they give out tours, I want to go on it.
Star tours.
Would you go on that tour?
Yeah, of course I would. Let's be honest.
Would you sell Owen into slavery for 3 years to do it.
Touchdown, Jaren McFadden. 3 years?
That's a serious question.
I'd get in a lot of trouble if I
Because it'd be expensive to
First of all, right now, that's abolished by our Constitution.
No, it's not.
Slavery?
Yeah, but Apple's going to take over, and they're going to change all sorts of shit. You know, they're doing the child labor over there just so they could be like, hey, guys, see, it works really good. We're going to bring it here now.
So there's a new app that came out today?
The colorblind one?
No, I did see that the other day, and I thought of you, and I had a good laugh to myself.
Did
you win?
No, I failed miserably.
No, I'm colorblind. What do you think? Do you know what color your shirt is right now?
Yeah, it's like teal.
It's all the same color.
Get fucked.
Who's calling you right now? They took our jobs.
They took our job!
Exactly.
So
now you're upset.
Yeah, I'm raging
What
now.
Are you doing right now? Trying to see if you're colorblind? We already know.
No, I was going to... Because there was a specific term for it. I failed miserably with green and red.
Spoiler alert.
What? Randy's spoiler alert, colorblind. Colorblind? That's not...
Yeah, because you're going to take the test live on air.
I did it on Wednesday. Wednesday morning.
Spoiler, yeah, but they don't know that.
I don't know what...
Did it right now.
You want to... Can you look up what these mean? What's pro-tan line score mean?
I'm in the middle of something right now. Pro, just like how I...
P-R-O-T-A-N. Line... Score. All separate words. Not the pro-tan part, though.
Full color blindness tests.
Because
I don't think that's a real thing.
Details. Yeah, it gives you scores on... Okay,
you said it was all... You said it was three different words. That's one word.
Pro-tan is one word.
Yeah.
Line
that's the problem, yeah.
Is one word. Score is one word.
Did you mean pro-tan? No, I just changed it back from that. I didn't mean it. Google doesn't even know how to work this thing.
Do you need me to do it on my...
Quantitative scoring technique for panel test colors of vision.
So my official result is
line.
I am a strong Dutan, D-E-U-T-A-N, which means I have a large deficiency for red and green.
That's what that means?
Yeah. So I can show it. Well,
but you already knew that.
After, right. But it was well,
now you know exactly how.
Yeah, give me a score. I don't know what the hell it means, but I got a
Maybe
score.
Maybe I'll have to take it afterwards. Maybe I'm colorblind. I don't even know it.
I'll put the app on my tablet and... You can go through it, and then you can laugh at me.
Right now?
No, after.
So anyway, the app I was going to tell you about is called Kobook for iOS. I'm sure they have an Android one in the works. It's a contact. A contact. Do you know what that says? Can you see those colors?
There's something that says something in there?
No.
Oh, yeah, it goes from green to pinkish.
How many colors do you see there?
Like three, four? I don't know. That's a trick
You're just
question.
Guessing now.
It's, well, are you looking like shades? Because it's definitely green. There's orange in that marble. There's
that's
red
yellow.
In that marble. And there's pink there.
There's
one.
No orange in that picture.
Fuck that. Look at that red, the big red marble. There's orange in there. It's like mixed by the yellow.
It's yellow and red, yeah.
And then
Mike,
there's...
what does red and yellow make? Fucking orange. Stop swearing on the podcast.
We're in the middle of our podcast. Crepes.
It's Kobook.
Hate you.
Came out today. If you have iOS, I would suggest it. It's a good address book. They have a Mac version that I've been using for a while. It's nice that they went the other way. Gmail updated this week to version 2.0 on iOS. Making it a little better for iOS, but I still don't. It still doesn't have a unified inbox. You don't have a unified inbox either?
You want ice? You good?
I'm cool. Thanks.
Good one. What?
Do you have a unified inbox in your Gmail app? Like, do you have multiple accounts set up in it? Or do you just forward everything to one account? You just sync them together?
I have them all tied together. So I have, like, in the account settings, I have to put in, like, the user ID and password.
So they all go to one inbox.
They all go to
but,
my Crandall's Fury, and then they're tagged separately.
So that's different, though.
How is that separate?
No, like, because now they have multiple accounts, so, like...
Does that mean I can send mail from another email address? Because my biggest frustration is with Gmail, I can tie my Hotmail account to... Let me finish.
Okay.
So I can tie my, like, my Gamma Commando email to my Gmail, and I can pick from the drop-down... And I can send from that email address as that email address. But if I tie, like, I have my Randy Orvis account in there, and if I send from that email address, it says, like, in the main, like, when you go to your inbox, it'll say send from Randy Orvis, but when you go into it, it says sent from Randy Orvis by CrandallsFury at gmail.com, and that's a quote-unquote feature, I guess, from them. So you can send from, other email addresses just fine, so like, and it shows like it should.
So, like, this is Sparrow, but it's, so you can see, like, I have, like, my girl 037, you know, and then
give me your email address.
Bleed Geek. Like, I have all my different emails, but I could go to each one individually, and when I'm in it, I'm sending mail from it, and it's, that's the inbox.
Yep.
This is Sparrow, though, not Gmail, but Gmail does this now. And then I have one unified inbox that shows everything. Like, because I have, like, 15 different emails.
I should...
But before, the biggest problem is people, like, that have work emails, and then they have... Right. And you wouldn't want to tie your... So let's say you guys use Gmail app or Google Apps at Securian. Then you could hook it. I mean, you would have to... Hey, look at it. It's going crazy now because I haven't opened it in a while. So, like, it would just have different pictures, and you would pick one. But with... Like, Sparrow, I still have a unified inbox. And just with the Mail app on iOS, I also have a unified inbox. But Gmail still doesn't do that. And I think I've read today, I read online that Android does not do that either. But you don't have multiple accounts set up, apparently, so you would not know.
How is that not multiple accounts?
Because you have all your accounts tied through Gmail. You don't have multiple accounts set up on your app.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't use an app, I guess. Is that the difference?
But you use your Gmail app
right
on your phone, but it's like...
But all of that... So, I just sent you an email, and you'd see what I was talking about.
Oh, no, yeah. No, like... So, like, for... Let's use the Apple Mail as my example. So, like,
is Sparrow available on Android?
I don't think... No, but they got bought by Google, so it will be Gmail.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
So like,
no, I know what you mean.
So like, yeah, like my just regular mail. Yeah, like I have my MSN email. I have my main email. I use my Gmail. I have.
Sparrow is basically turning into like a proxy for each account.
Right. Like, but like with, but if like I have multiple Gmail accounts as well, but I don't have them all hooked up to the same one. So like. I just, like, for, like, so, like, when you're at work, you don't have to log out of one and check it because they're all coming to the same inbox.
Right. So, Sparrow obviously makes it easy in that aspect. The way, I mean, and the and reason now why
the,
I did.
Now, the Gmail app does that, too, on iOS. I'm sure it does it on Android.
I don't think it does.
I bet it does.
No, I don't know how, I guess I'll have to look. Because I don't know how you set up multiple accounts in here, then.
We'll have to look after this. But anywho, so Gmail is updated. There's a lot of other things that are a lot better. It's still not a native app, but it looks a lot better than it did. Because remember when it first came out on iOS and like initially there was like it failed right away. There was a bug that couldn't even load it. There's been a lot of it really makes it a lot more usable on iOS. Anyway, and also Snapseed updated today for iOS. Became free because Google bought them, and then they launched the Android version today as well, and both on iOS and Android it's integrated with Google Plus, and it's essentially their version of Instagram, because Snapseed was a very popular app on iOS already, but it used to be $5, but now they made it, Google bought it, made it free today
because they said, guess what, it's what we do.
Well, because it integrates straight to Google Plus. And then they launched it on Android as well. Also with Google Plus integration. Are you looking at your multiple email setting right now?
Trying.
And then Google Plus announced communities today. Did you see that?
Yep.
So, like, we could start a Bleed Geek community.
I think that's cool.
Whatever, and just share, like, tech stories in there or whatever. Which is mostly what I follow people on Google Plus. But it's a nice little feature. It kind of makes me think of it as a forum, really. Like, yes, little mini forums everywhere.
Do you... Never mind.
What?
not nudist. You suck. Having issues.
So, that's what Google's doing. They announced some numbers today, something like 350 million accounts, 100 million, 120 million active users or something.
That's...
I might have just made those numbers completely up. They did announce numbers today, though. I'm fairly certain those were accurate, though, off the top of my head. Don't quote me on those.
I think that's exciting, though.
That they have that many people?
Yeah. I'd like to see more.
I want to know what they define as active. And I want to know how they keep track of it. Is it because, like, cause I don't ever share anything, but I sign in. Well, I share stuff with you sometimes. So once in a while. So, like, I'd be an active user, I'm fairly certain.
Yep.
Just because I check it, though. The fact that I log into it, I think, makes me an active user.
I would agree.
And so does that mean people who use Gmail, like, if they accidentally clicked it, like, because, like, just in the chat, on the GChat on the side, like, those are all tied to Google+. You know what I mean?
Ooh, neither, I think I got it.
Neither here nor there. Yeah, see? Told you you had it.
Facebook just got updated, too.
So, Facebook updated for Android. and not in America, unless they just did it just now, but...
It literally just did it. So,
well, two things. So...
I was going to look and
they
see.
They are, with iOS, and I don't know if they already did it with Android, or if they are now doing it with both, but they were beta testing, and I don't know if we talked about it last week, but for pictures now, you can auto-update just like Google Plus does.
They did that on Tuesday.
Okay, so... they updated it then, too, you mean?
Yes.
So you can share... up to 2 gigs, and it goes to a private folder, and you actually have to opt into it, not normally like Facebook where you're already opted in, you have to opt out, so that's kind of nice. But it's the same thing that Google Plus does, where all your photos you take on your phone automatically get updated to a private folder on Facebook.
I will never do that.
But you do it on Google Plus. Right. It's just because you don't like Facebook.
Right. I don't like their new...
But it's a nice feature. I mean, it's a good feature in Google+. That's why you use it there.
Yep.
So it makes sense for Facebook to do the same thing.
Yeah,
it
looks like they did a share option on feed stories. That just happened. Ability to create an album from photos on your timeline, and then photo tagging.
Yeah.
That was the current one, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the current update. The share, but it was Tuesday that they did the other...
It's funny that they're different. But what I was saying they're doing in some African and Middle Eastern countries is you can sign up for Facebook Messenger just with a name and a phone number. You don't have to have a Facebook account. So it's their way of taking on SMS. I mean, right now it's only available there, and if they're going to widespread roll it out, I don't know. But it might help Randy's age-old problem of... He hates texting.
I hate texting.
But Facebook's trying to fix that for you.
I don't want Facebook to do it.
Well, who else is going to do it?
I want a new uniform.
You want Apple and Google to get together, have a little council, and say this is what we're going to do to cross our platforms together?
I need them to create a new standard. SMS was a solid standard, and it's 20 years old. And somebody needs to come up with it. And I don't think it's Google and Apple.
It's 20 years old on Monday, I think.
Yeah. I think it needs to be an outside party, not tied to Facebook, not tied to Google, not tied to Apple. Like, it needs to be an outside entity where...
WhatsApp.
And that's the one I've looked at, really. Because I've heard so many good things about it. I've never used it.
Do they have a computer-based client? A web-based?
Yes.
But then you get a phone number, don't you? Or correct. Is it like 15 digits long or something?
Yeah.
It's some weird number, right?
It's a weird, obscure number.
Because I know people that use it.
I want them to start making vanity
phone numbers. Well, you could get a vanity phone number. Google Plus. Or Google Voice.
No, I want just... a word, like they need to, you know, like that's not numbers.
Like how you could use to SMS Google and it was spelt Google.
Right.
So they already kind of do that, though, don't you think?
With what though? Like, there's nothing that's available to.
There's nothing that's available to like a me.
Well, Well, you have to find out how to do it then. Google did it.
Yeah, if I had a couple billion, I bet I could.
But like, you think like places like 93X has like weird obscure, like you can text this number like 18, like look at like, I mean it's a bad example because they have a lot of money too, like American Idol and like competitions where people can vote. You can vote by texting and it's not full length, you know.
Right. They're 5-digit ones.
Yeah.
I just want.
What do you want, Randy?
I just want Crandall. Just Crandall. Call Crandall.
Why don't you just and go get the Google Voice? Like, how many? So Crandall is how many letters?
8. I looked.
So, 4 Crandall. Dial for Crandall.
Yeah.
Go to Google Voice, put in 4 Crandall, and look it up. Look, Randy, test. You come up.
Go into the email.
You go into the email. So speaking of Instagram, like, we weren't even talking about Instagram. It doesn't say anything. I have to look at it online, probably.
Oh. I'm sending a second one, since I got my account tied to it.
Because it just says test.
There you go. Instagram?
Instagram and Twitter are fighting.
Not where I thought you were going.
Where'd you think I was going?
Oh, we'll talk about it.
So, Instagram disabled cards in Twitter, which is basically what allows it to be embedded right into Twitter, so you can see it right there. But now it'll just show up as a link or a cropped version. And they thought it was, everyone's like, oh, Facebook's making him do it. But Kevin Systrom said at La Web specifically that he's promoting Instagram itself. He wants people to click through the web version if they want to follow the pictures. Which is what it is, but, you can't win them all. But people are making a very big deal out of it.
Makes sense.
What did you want to say about Instagram?
Did you hear that Instagram on iPhone, there's a vulnerability?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Apparently there's something where, ouch. Since Instagram work communicates straight with Instagram's API. Apparently, it does via HTTP and HTTPS, but there's a lot of your profile stuff that's sent through just the regular non-secure version. So apparently they found out that that it's leaking. Like, I think it's hashed passwords.
So it'd have to be over, what, Wi-Fi anyway then to get it? Or do you mean like,
no, just like how Instagram transmits from the iPhone in general, whether it's Wi-Fi or through the carrier's cell tower, it's just unencrypted.
Interesting.
So
look out.
Yep. Better not Instagram, iPhone users.
Good one.
They're out to get you. Quit posting all those pictures, Mike.
I'm out of control.
Yep.
At Mike037 if you want to follow me.
At the Crandall.
We never do Instagram, that's why it's funny.
I know. It was funny. I just looked at your profile maybe a couple nights ago. Probably on Monday, Sunday. I was like, man, remember when he took that picture?
It's a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
The last one's probably at the dam.
Yep.
Yeah. The Daily is going out of business. You may all remember.
Are you sad?
No, I don't read that. That's why it's going out of business. It's been around for like a year and a half. I wonder, did we start before it? No, it would have launched like 2 months before. It launched in March, I think, of the same year we started. Anyway, so the Daily's going out of business. The first tablet-only news. It's supposed to be like a daily newspaper on the iPad, and it later came to iPhone and then Android even. They wouldn't allow any sharing out of it, which is a big problem.
Mike's sad.
The biggest problem... Yeah, I'm so sad right now. the biggest problem is that they were just paying... I mean, they just started so huge that they're putting it... They're like losing like $5 million a month to run it, like something crazy like that.
Holy crap. So they were going for broke, like go big or go home.
Well, like I don't know how they ever expected to, like, even they had, well, and they only had 100,000, like it sounds like a lot obviously if I say they had 100,000 subscribers, But I mean, in the range of the fact that they're on Android, I mean, iOS alone has how much, you know, user base?
In the grand scheme of things, 100,000 users
is small beans.
Well, like, how many?
And it's $40 for a year. Otherwise, it was like 99 cents.
How many
a week
people did? Do you remember how many people downloaded Oink?
It was like 200,000, I think.
See, and they scrapped that. Like,
yeah, they also got a good deal from Google. Now Kevin just does what he wants, and it has like $30 million.
No, but it wouldn't. I don't think it would have mattered.
I don't think so either. I saw another app actually just launched. I saw it on TechCrunch just like in the last few days.
From Milk?
No, that was. It's like in the same kind of space, essentially trying to take on Yelp. So that's what there's a whole bunch. I mean, they mentioned Oik in there. What was the other one? Oh, it's like social approval. Stamped was the one that they said is the only one that's actually had. It was funny that they said Stamped was a success because it was acquired by Yahoo, but technically Milk was acquired by Google, even though they shut down Oink, and I think Stamped is still around, but I don't use it. I played around with it for a little while, but just like anything else, it just kind of faded. And it's just the same problem that you get into when you try to launch your SMS client. It's just, how are you going to get mass adoption if you're nobody? That's why the only one that's really gonna be able to do it is Facebook, Google, or Apple. Or WhatsApp, because they have a huge user base. Although it was rumored that Facebook was gonna buy them earlier this week, last week really, but it's an issue. Don't you think?
I do.
What are you doing over there, playing with your double Gmails?
Yep.
You're getting crazy.
It's pretty nice.
You want to go to Mars in 2020?
Yes.
NASA does. They're going to send another rover. And then, like, in 2030, apparently they're going to send people. That's their plan, anyway.
Did you also hear that private companies looking at going to the moon?
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Thought that was interesting. I'd like to go to the moon.
Just to go hang out there?
Yeah.
Maybe what do, up, moon?
Maybe do a little jumping around. Then come back. Make an afternoon trip out of it.
You know, spend a day, maybe. Maybe one night.
Yeah.
Just see what it's like.
See what it's like. Come back.
Check out the craters.
Maybe play some...
golf?
No, I'm going to do shot put.
Golf?
No, I think I'd lose my ball. See what I did there?
I got nothing. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much everything that was on my list.
Oh,
Mars. Oh, Netflix and Disney are hooking up. That was the other thing.
Star Wars stuff?
No, like Netflix and Disney. Like, they got exclusive rights.
Does Disney buying Star Wars make Leia a Disney princess?
There's a whole bunch of pictures of everyone from Star Wars as Disney princesses I saw on Tumblr.
Really?
Or somewhere.
That's pretty funny.
Like a whole, like all different female characters as Disney princesses.
Makes sense.
But so older Disney movies are going to start showing up on Netflix, and then like the Marvel movies will be, I think in 2016 is like officially, so it's obviously a long ways out.
Like part of me says it's like, whoa, that's way far away, but 2016, that's 3 years away.
Yeah, but then they'll have exclusive rights to it, like when they first come out.
Exclusive.
So for all the Disney movies, Pixar movies, the new Star Wars movie that'll come out in 2015. Well, then probably the DVD will come out in 2016 and go exclusively to Netflix. And Avengers 2.
Probably going to be pretty lame.
Probably.
First one wasn't very good.
Yeah. So, that's a pretty big deal, though. Especially for the kids. You got something you're going to add? What were you going to say?
Yep. I was just trying to find out what actually he did, because I can't remember.
He killed the guy, I already told you.
Do you remember talking about that 15-year-old Uber hacker, like, eons ago?
That got into Windows and now works for Apple?
No, and he was getting threatened to get kicked off the internet for 6 years, because he's underage.
Oh, no.
Maybe I was just talking to somebody at work about it. Anyway, so this hacker, he's, like, all by himself, he's one, like, step below what Anonymous was, basically, mm-hmm. just by himself, though.
Willow, or does his name start with a W or something?
No, he was called Cosmo the God.
Oh.
Cosmo
the God.
So, yeah, he finally got sentenced. He's from California. And he went to federal court, and he is banned from the internet for 6 years. He can't, like, so he has a parole officer with him at all times now, and he was technically on parole, but he had,
like all the time, all the time?
Yeah. And he, like, when he first started his parole, he had to make a complete list of all of his devices that have internet connectivity. Well, he hid two of them in his house, so he was, like, still randomly posting on his Twitter and on one other account.
Of course.
Well, they caught him doing that, and the judge handed out his sentence, and I don't remember what it's...
Highlight launch for Android.
Yeah, I don't remember what else, but I mean, they were equating his sentence basically to a death sentence, because, like, when you're a hacker, your life is the internet, and taking that away from you. I mean, even being away from the internet for a year in a hacker's world would be, I mean, that's, I would say it's probably like an equivalent to like 10 years for any other type of job.
Right.
So it's pretty crazy. So there's already, like, bets on multiple forums saying, like, how long before he gets busted breaking his parole, because no one thinks he'll be able to do it.
That he will be able to bust it? Or, like,
he will not be able to stay off the internet.
Right.
So.
Makes sense.
What else happened?
Highlight just launched for Android, apparently.
Pilot?
Highlight?
Highlight? What's that?
It was a big...
you, like, said it was, so I'm not interested.
Yeah, don't. It was a big deal at South by Southwest this year. It was, like, the big breakout app.
And it obviously landed, huh?
No. It ate up battery, because it's all about location. It's kind of like hooked to your face. It's, like, hooked to people you might know. Like, it reads your Facebook, so, like, friends of friends, kind of. And then, like, if you get near them, it, like, buzzes you. But it has to be tracking you all the time.
So that's what...
So it had a lot of problems with everybody eating everybody's battery.
Makes sense.
Although, supposedly, they fixed that. But I just got an email from them saying that they launched 1.3 in Android. But it was. Test two. So anyway, that's all I have. Do you have anything else?
Negative.
Chris Warcraft. Yeah, that's our show. If you have any thoughts you'd like to let us know about, check us out on the old Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. Good.
Or bleedgeek@facebook.com.
Is that like an email? Yep. I suppose that really happens, right?
Yep.
Weird. Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We are @bleedgeek.
That's true.
Tumblr, bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Nothing's really going on there lately, though.
No, I haven't been on Tumblr myself for a while.
How come?
Just been busy.
You got hacked?
I got hacked.
Hacked! Go change your Tumblr passwords. Something else. Email us.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Call us.
406-794-55.
Nope.
406-79-GEEKS. 406-794-3357. Oh.
You're almost there. Or you can follow us individually on Twitter. I think that's all that's left. Yep. I am at Mike037.
At the Crandall. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah? Hanging out there, huh?
Yeah. I at a lot of people, so you don't see it show up in my feed, but...
So anyway, thank you for listening. And I'm Mike Earl.
I'm at the Crandall.
Have a good night.